Welcome to the Vinyl Crawl again, after years of waiting for another episode. I'm your host, Alan Miller, and I'm joined by Matt Peppercorn.
Hello.
And it's been a minute.
That it has.
It was like 2017, 2018?
Sounds right.
Something like that.
Pre-COVID. Yep.
We've kind of decided to bring it back because a lot of people enjoyed it. We enjoyed doing it. We just got busy and didn't have enough time to do it, you know, on a regular basis. So we're going to try to bring it back.
Yeah.
And do it more regular.
That's right.
And I think for the first episode back, we're going to cover the new Wet Leg album, Moisturizer, as well as a beer from Blue Holler Brewing right now that we're sampling. It's not one of their beers, but it is on tap here.
Yes.
It is the, let me look up the name and everything so I get it right. It is the Son of Juice IPA by Maplewood Brewery out of Chicago, I believe.
Yes, it is Chicago.
They describe it as juicy tropical fruit flavors and low bitterness.
I pretty much get all that.
Yep, I would say that's...
every bit of it.
That's pretty correct. It says it has Mosaic, Simcoe, and Nugget hops.
Yeah.
I don't know a bunch about Nugget hops.
I don't
hear about that very often.
Yeah.
Says it's characterized by a soft body, some haze, and perceived silky mouthfeel, whatever the fuck that means. I don't know what a perceived silky
I do see some haze, so we can check that off. But
it is a little hazy. Not too hazy. Like it's nice. I think it has a lot of the good tropical flavors that we like in an IPA.
Absolutely.
It's a low IBV. I mean, 6.3%. So like not a session beer.
Yeah.
But still low in regards to what IPAs are nowadays.
True.
You expect them to be a 7 or 8 anymore.
Right.
But it's really good. I dig it. I like it. It's
highly
worth
recommended.
Trying if you see it somewhere. So with that being said, let's talk about one of my album of the year contenders, the new Wet Leg album, Moisturizer.
Yes.
Before I gush too much about it, weird word to use with the album Moisturizer, but I'm going to leave that in, I guess.
Yeah.
But until I put my opinion out there, I kind of want to hear yours first and have you tell me what you think about it.
Well, I like it a lot. It was a kind of a breath of fresh air in the new music scene this year, I think. And it kind of maybe kicked off the summer new release side of things with a bang, really.
Were there any other big new releases on that day other than Wet Leg?
I think that was the biggie. I mean, at least that was the top one at the store.
And kind of to give a little bit of background of the band, this is their second album. They've been around since 2021, 2022.
Yeah.
English band from very rural area of England, the Isle of Wight, I think, or maybe Isle of Man, I can't remember. But they got accused early on. I'll go ahead and put this out there because I think it's a load of shit. But they got accused early on of being industry plants because they had such a meteoric rise.
Yeah.
Like when the first song came out, their first song was called Chaise Long. That was their first single.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of blew up on the indie circuit. They played the Isle of Wight Festival without, I think, even having an album out yet. Granted, they lived there, so it makes sense that they would play it. I don't see how that's such a weird thing. But I know a lot of cranky, probably old men that are writing for some of the music magazines claim that they were industry plants. I think that claim has been fully, you know, disputed now to the point of not even being important to talk about because their sophomore album is not a sophomore slump.
Not at all. Not at all. Comes out of the gate pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I do like the sound. It's a little different than the first one. They're more
aggressive.
Crunchy. Yeah.
Like, definitely, as the thunder goes outside right now, it's definitely a more aggressive sound, though. I think they leaned into more of like the Riot Girl kind of feel.
Yeah, you know, I got a pretty heavy kind of 90s feel.
Yes.
From it.
Yes,
and yes, Riot Girl.
You'll probably agree with me when I say there's heavy hints of Elastica at times.
Definitely.
There's heavy hints of Bikini Kill at times.
Yeah.
Maybe some Sonic Youth even.
They could have been on the Kraft soundtrack or something.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I do love about it, because that feel of song and that genre is something that is not really leaned into as much anymore.
True.
It seems like.
True.
Especially in pop rock music.
Yeah.
Pop tends to be a little cleaner now than that. And this Wet Leg album is, if anything, very dirty. It has a dirty sound to it.
It is. And one of the things that I like about it, and this is just looking at it from a standpoint of, we listen to a lot of new music and a lot of new releases that come out, and it seems like everybody's trying to put a lot of songs on albums and everything. This clocks in at 38 minutes,
right?
Which, you know, less is more sometimes.
Very much all killer, no filler.
Exactly.
Kind of thing to it. Do you have any songs that stand out to you that you can think of that you feel like is something that you would go back to and listen to often?
I do. One of the things that I liked about it, and I don't know if they planned it and listening to it and trying to put the album together, but like the first three songs right out of the gate, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
What's the first
CPR
song?
CPR is what CPR. It kicks with.
Yeah.
CPR is a...
I mean, from a standpoint of a first track, starting it off, boom, and about the fourth song...
Yeah.
They kind of, it's kind of a chill, a little bit.
So, yeah, the first three tracks are CPR, Liquidize, and Catch These Fists.
Yeah.
So CPR...
Which was the lead-off.
CPR and Catch These Fists were the first two lead-offs. The fourth track, which is Davina McCall, was the third single, I believe. And that one is the one that takes a little softer feel to it.
Yeah.
But
which you need by then.
When you look at CPR and Catch These Fists, especially, those two tracks together, Liquidize is pretty heavy, too. But Catch These Fists is like, there's no mistaking what she's talking about in that track.
Yep.
It's literally beating the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
And then CPR, I think, is fun because it's a love song, but it's a very aggressive love song.
Yes.
That uses that refrain of put your mouth or lips to mine and I'll give you CPR, give me CPR. It's a very aggressive way of
kind of sets the tone for the album.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And I know the Wet Leg is mainly consists of the two female leads, Rion Teasdale, and then I can't think of the other girl's name for life me right now. But I know that Rion said after their first album, which was a lot like softer, it was still a heavy record, but it was softer than this record. She basically said, if I'm going to be the front person, I'm going to lift weights. I'm going to bulk up. I'm going to look like a badass when I come out on stage.
Yeah.
And she 100% does.
Definitely.
From the cover art of them both looking like they're ready to, they look like monsters on the cover. They have these giant nails, creepy looking faces. They're just coming for blood. And you can tell from the cover and from the first few tracks. Now I will say that fourth track, when it kind of calms down a little bit, that Davina McCall track is one of my favorites on there as well.
It's a great song. Yeah.
It sounds to me very reminiscent of mid to late 90s Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy era. It's got that kind of flowy vibe to it that 90s rock had. And I really enjoy hearing something that sounds like that again.
Yeah.
I just feel like
we liked it back then.
We did. And I feel like there's been a lull in that. Although you get hints of it from time to time, like somebody like Mac DeMarco or somebody will bring something back in. But I haven't heard something that, because as soon as I heard Davina McCall, I immediately thought of Smashing Pumpkins 1999. It gave me that vibe, that flowy kind of, and it's hard to describe. It's just it's a vibe that it has.
It is. Yeah.
That can feel forced sometimes with a band, but it doesn't feel forced when they do it. It feels like they're just a cohesive unit doing it.
Yeah. Yep. Totally.
So if you had to pick a favorite track, is there one that you think's favorite?
Another tune that stood out is that 1121.
Yeah.
Just because of her vocal range
yes.
on it, you know, which kind of just adds to the sound of the album.
She sings more on this record than yeah. she did on the last record.
Yes.
The last record was full of a lot of talk singing and a lot of mm-hmm. like the coy lyrics and the vocal thing. But this album, she really showcases her range.
Yeah, I think so.
And she's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah. And it stands out whether they're like rocking out, you know, on CPR
yeah.
or the kind of more mellow tunes.
Even like, I think a good example of them mixing both of those things together is the, that like French track, Mange Tout,
uh-huh.
which is probably my favorite track on the whole record. Just because she's, for one, the lyrics are incredible on that one. Anybody that is strong enough to use the lyric, "You want to fuck me, I know most people do," in a line, and then say, "Here's a packet, it says Mange Tout,"
yeah.
like to rhyme those two things together.
Here again, keep setting the tone for the album
right.
and who they are and what they're doing
right.
now. You know, I can't imagine what this live show is going to be.
Oh, and it's, you know, Nashville, which is our basically our local big market. Wet Legs playing Nashville in September.
Yeah.
At Marathon.
Yes.
Marathon Music
you.
Works. So that's one that I'm really mulling over getting tickets for. I really want to go see them.
Mm-hmm.
I did see them on the last tour, which was incredible. They were great on that tour. I got to imagine they're going to be even better on this tour.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
All the live videos I've watched on YouTube have been just absolute fire. They did a Tiny Desk concert that was so good. So good.
I can't imagine that room was still standing.
It's crazy how well they did an aggressive sound like that in such a small space. But they did it, and it
yeah.
sounded fantastic. So, yeah, I would definitely say if you hear, like, CPR, Catch These Fists, and somebody listening is even halfway into it, I would say go see them live.
Yeah.
Because I think they'll win you over without a doubt.
Yeah.
They're tight. They're super tight live. They put on a good show. They're a very animated band. I mean, Rion Teasdale is fantastic as a front woman. Like, she
mm-hmm.
she does the whole thing of showing her guns all the time. She wears, like,
yeah.
the sleeveless shirt, so
right.
she's showing those muscles off.
The Riot Girl thing.
Exactly.
Again. Yeah.
And she even said that in an interview of, like, I think this tour, she's wanting to do the whole girls to the front, guys to the back thing and get that back going.
Yeah.
As a thing
I
to
love
do.
It.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So anything else you want to add to that album?
You should buy it. You should buy it on vinyl. There's plenty of
Let's talk about the
great,
variants.
Yeah.
We hadn't even talked about the variants yet.
Yeah.
So there was a listing party variant that had a different cover.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the cover art with the two girls with the nails, it had all of them sitting on a couch with a monster in the middle of them looking like a family photo, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, that is.
But I think it's still clear vinyl, just like the
yeah,
just like the indie exclusive is. We carried the indie exclusive at our shop.
And still in stock.
Wow. Thunder rolls.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, so we're keeping that indie exclusive in stock mm-hmm. for anybody.
And cassette.
Milky white cassette.
That's right.
Which is gross, but also
throw
fun.
It in your Walkman.
Yeah. The big news with their variants was they did a liquid filled variant.
Yeah.
That was only available on their web store for a very short period of time, just because I think they only made like maybe 100 of them or so, like most of these liquid filled variants. But it was a clear record with moisturizer liquid inside of it. So like a thick, milky, pretty gross.
Yeah.
Pretty gross.
Definitely put a sleeve on that in
yeah.
your collection.
Yeah, maybe don't leave that one out on display. pretty gross. I haven't seen one up close, so I don't really know if it's like more... It might not be as bad in person, but
yeah.
I know the pictures online look kind of gross. They also had a variant with a lenticular sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. I think that might have been UK only, which had the... Is it lenticular? Is that
it
the
is.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, tilt it and it looks different on the angles.
Yeah.
What were the other variants they had?
There was a signed
web
their web store insert or something like that.
There was also a yellow variant that was a UK, German, something or another. There were more variants in the UK than there were in the US, which makes sense.
Totally.
Since they're a UK band. Yeah. But that being said, I've listened to the clear vinyl a few times now. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm actually a big fan of clear vinyl. It normally sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have a lot of trouble with it.
I don't. Yeah.
So I highly advise if you're going to get vinyl, black or clear, you can usually not go wrong with it.
Yep. Count on it.
The moisturizer filled, I'm not 100% sure.
Play at your own risk.
Or maybe, yeah. Maybe don't play it on your main table. Maybe play it on a secondary if you play it.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's, I think that, what would you rate this guy out of 10? Let's.
What would I rate?
Yeah, what would you rate it out of 10?
Out of 10?
Let's give it a pitchfork rating. What do you... non-smarmy pitchfork rating.
Eight.
Well, that's close to me. I was going to say 8.5.
Yeah.
Of course, I just love Wet Leg, man. They're one of those bands that they tick all the boxes for me. If I would consider their first album to be a solid 8, I consider this one to be 8.5. I think this is a step up from their first record.
Yeah.
I think they
definitely. Think and that's what you want to see.
They've grown musically, and I look forward to hearing more out of them, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yep. Me too.
Well, great. First episode in the books.
All right.
We're back. Cheers it out. And we will see you guys next time.